As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Horrible call yesterday with Aaron Judge having a home run taken away from him. Even the official scoring wasn't very good yesterday, where they took away a no-hitter from Max Fried going into the eighth inning on a call that, yeah, you could say that, okay, it should have been a base hit. Yeah, but a few innings ago, it should have been a base hit. You don't overturn that when the guy's got a no-hitter about to take the mound in the eighth inning. Just ridiculous, which to me questions the integrity of the sport. It led to a big conversation. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. We also talked about the Mets and their home field advantage, a huge series tonight. Both the Mets and Yanks really playing some good baseball. New York sports right now on the up with the Knicks in the postseason, winning a game one against Detroit, game two tonight. We'll have more on that in a little bit. But we get the Mets rolling, taking on the Phillies tonight. Yanks rolling. They are taking on the Guardians in Cleveland. The other thing from the weekend was WrestleMania. Now, I'm not currently into, like locked in all the new stuff that goes on. But WrestleMania, big event, and because of the way you can watch it now, streaming devices, I didn't have to watch it in real time. So I went back and caught up a little bit and saw Saturday night, night one. Now, I have my issues with that. It should just be one night. That's it. I don't like the two-night thing. And then yesterday, the main thing that everybody wants to talk about is the finish from yesterday, which I'd be lying to you if I said I know enough to say what I would have done or what I would have preferred. All I know is this. As a casual fan, I was rooting for John Cena to win the match. Being naive and ignorant to what's going on, I didn't know if he had a realistic chance of it. I soon learned in texting with some people while watching the match like that was a likely outcome. It was just a matter of how it was going to happen. And the more I thought about it, I don't like Travis Scott. I don't understand Travis Scott, his involvement. I know about what happened setting up this match. But then to see him come down the way that he did, I didn't like it, and I didn't love the ending, much like anybody else. But then I thought about it. We were not supposed to like the ending. The whole point was that Cena was supposed to be a bad guy. I mean, well, you get the crowd cheering for him to win, and he ended up winning as a bad guy. I mean, what am I talking about here, WrestleMania? Hoff, did you get into it, WrestleMania?
You know what? It kind of worked out perfectly that I was able to. I haven't watched WrestleMania in a long time, but because nothing else was really going on in the evening.
Yeah, right. Like, the Mets and Yanks were out of the way. No Knicks.
Knicks were done by that time. So I put it on casually, and I actually got to Saturday. Sunday, I was kind of like, eh, wasn't really that great.
See, my issue with Saturday was in the final match, and I love Seth Rollins. We had him in studio. Good dude, so I'm happy he won. But Paul Heyman, dude, I mean, not to pick on somebody's looks at this point, but Paul Heyman, let's put it this way. He does not exactly look like the type of guy that's physically going to be able to go into the ring and, cause damage to a point where you're going to help somebody win a match. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm sorry, but a low blow coming from anybody from behind the back when you're not looking.
Yeah.
I could see that. Listen, it's not that to me seems real. That was the most realistic thing I've ever seen.
Come on. More so than Travis Scott helping out John Cena? Come on.
Yeah.
I was in, Cody, Cena, okay, whatever. Cody didn't want to be a bad guy, whatever. And now I guess I could look forward to seeing how the intriguing thing for me is Cena now moving forward. This was his last WrestleMania. this is going to be his last year. So maybe watching him, one of my favorite guys, BT and I did that on Thursday, Power Up. And Cena was, you know, because when I was into it for a little while, I'd say back in the mid-2000s, Cena was my guy. But it's just funny how, I mean, I guess everything has changed in the way that we react to things. Because social media creates such a storm that it feels overwhelmingly negative when people aren't happy with what's gone on. But come on, it's entertainment, it's scripted, and you weren't, the design was not for fans, wrestling fans, to be happy after the main event last night.
No, what I noticed is that it's about the entrances. Like, that's part of it. Like, because the entrance takes forever. Like, Seth Rollins came in Saturday night with a blowtorch.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was badass.
Dangerous, no?
Well, it seems like it's all dangerous. Well, except for Cody. Cody came in with, like, that crazy mask, that kind of robotic mask that kind of opened up by itself. That was pretty cool. Steve Austin, I think, had the most dangerous thing with his ATV.
Good point. I think he may, you know. Hopefully they're not in trouble, anybody at WWE with that. Knock the lady over with his quad.
I just saw a video, though, before... okay, there's like a 15-foot wide ramp he's supposed to get on before he gets up.
Yeah.
He missed it completely the first time, and he kind of crashed it before he even got on there.
Oh, I didn't even see that part of it.
Yeah, so he was off.
He's done this before, wheeling that thing around, flying down there. But then he went around the ring once, and I was like, oh, okay. And then, boom, second time he ran into... to the side barrier.
I was worried about his neck when he crashed.
Knocking some woman back. Yeah, him doing the you know, the beer thing. I don't know. It was fine. It's just not the same as it used to be. For me as a kid, I liked it a lot better. It meant a lot more. WrestleMania 5, WrestleMania 4, 3, 6, even 7, they meant a lot more to me than, you know, they don't even really do the numbers anymore. I think this is 41, but it's just WrestleMania now.
Well, I did watch that documentary you're telling me to watch.
WrestleMania 9, what'd you think?
Fantastic.
Okay, there you go.
Now, why did Hulk come out with that black eye again? I missed that part.
So there's speculation that Macho Man Randy Savage punched him in the eye. He said, though, he swears by a jet ski accident.
Right. Which was more believable?
I think that's the point. I it's hard to believe Hogan at this point, but I think his story did make sense to a certain extent. And Macho Man, you know, people love that theory. You know, Macho punch. That was definitely believable, though, too. Either way, it was fine. And then now, because you were into it, Hoff, will you watch Monday Night Raw tonight?
No, there's too much going on tonight. I can't be bothered.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could. Can you record it, though?
I could, but I'm not going to.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix. Netflix. Mm-hmm. I got to be honest with you. Netflix does a great job. Like, I don't want to give them a pop here, but the fact that they took over, I mean, WrestleMania was on Peacock.
Yes.
It wasn't on Netflix.
No, but Netflix does Raw, I think, now, and they've done some big events.
And I believe they're trying to, they brought in the Logan Paul fight, or the Jake Paul boxing match versus Mike Tyson.
Logan Paul was at WrestleMania, right? That's the, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah. And then I believe they're trying to get the UFC now.
Yeah. Netflix is doing big things.
Not for nothing, but they're doing it right with the live TV.
The Raw after WrestleMania is always fun to watch if you watch WrestleMania. Problem is, like you said, tonight we get the Mets and Phils, you get the Yankees and Guardians, and you get the Knicks game too.
Yeah.
I mean, Raw.
Priorities here.
Yeah, I'll watch some of the clips on social media maybe after the fact. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. John is in Manhattan. What's up, John?
Hey, I don't know if you covered this because I haven't been able to hear the whole show, but on the changed call on the ball to the goalie, you know, and people say, well, fortunately, you know, to alleviate that, he did give up a clean single later. No, that's a different situation. That's like if you give up a single in the first inning and there's no pressure and then you give up no hits the rest of the game versus giving up the only hit in the ninth inning and you blow the no hitter. I mean, that the pressure was off at that point. And what if it had been the other way around? What if it had been, a hit in the first inning, and then after nine innings, they go, you know what? We're reversing that call or the error in the first, hit in the first inning, and it's a no-hitter.
My issue, John, was not with the actual call that the official score changed, but more with the timing of the official score changing it with the timing. That should not happen, especially when you have a no-hitter at the moment. When there is a no-hitter, when that difficult decision needs to be made, the ball bounces off Goldschmidt, you have to judge whether the guy would have beat it or not, and in replay, which is why I think most people are okay with it, it would have been a hit. Even Aaron Boone admitted that it likely would have been a hit. Nobody was beating him to the bag. Freed, although he hustled, was late getting over there. The problem is, in real time, you got to make that decision, or you could change it kind of instantly after watching a couple of replays. You can't wait two innings to do it. That's absurd.
I didn't realize he waited that long. Yeah, that is crazy.
What happened in the sixth inning? They made the change before the eighth inning, and thank you for the call. That's my issue with it. And I do agree with you. It is a different circumstance. However, Max Fried, I'm pretty sure Max Fried said after the game that he didn't even realize that it was changed. And then obviously he gave up that hit right away. So I'm pretty sure Fried in real time still thought he had a no-hitter. Maybe he just wasn't aware of it in general. But his quotes to me afterward made me feel like, oh, okay, well, it didn't really impact him. But I'm with you. It's not, oh, okay, well, the guy got a hit anyway. No, it's a different circumstance. If there were no hits on the board, and maybe that's what they should have done, is wait if they wanted to change it. But now you get into a point where if you're the Rays and you're the official scorer and you're waiting and Fried does throw a no-hitter, they can't change it after the fact. So I think that they were waiting, maybe hoping that there was a hit afterward. And being that there wasn't a hit afterward, he's like, oh, you know what? We got to change this back now. Or that should not have been the case. Billy is in Yonkers. What's up, Billy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, regarding that foul pole in Tampa, I mean, you know, I was listening to Oh So Much this morning, but realistically, I mean, it's minor leagues. That pole should be up to regulation size because that game wasn't crucial. This comes down to playoff contention. What are you going to do in this situation? They have to take care of this now.
I would say, Billy, that the foul pole was part of the issue, but I really don't think it was because if you see it on replay, you saw the replay, Billy?
Yes.
Okay, and it was clearly a home run, right?
Easily.
Okay, so how come, and thank you for the call, how come they still got it wrong? That's my issue. What is going on here? And the Yankees still have not gotten an explanation. Last we checked, this was at 11 o'clock, whatever it was. They have not gotten an explanation for it. Why was that call not overturned when we all saw the replay? Because there were plenty of angles where you're like, oh, I don't know if that's a home run or not. That's weird. And then the foul pole would come into play, being like, oh, because the pole was not long enough or because it wasn't a major league stadium, it's hard to tell. But once they showed you the angle with the first base camera looking down the third base line, it was blatantly obvious that the ball was a home run. So I'm not sure how they could see it any other way than we all saw it. And I'm also not going to blame the size of the foul pole on it or the stadium. While I agree, I think it's a bad look for Major League Baseball playing in minor league ballparks, that wasn't the issue. The issue was that the replay clearly showed it was a home run, and yet somehow the replay officials in New York, the umpires on the field, somehow they all got it wrong. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back, reset, down with the King topic of the day. And it is, of course, that horrible call that was made against the Yankees yesterday. We could forward the conversation as well to tonight with the Mets taking on the Phillies in a huge series. We'll get into game two with the Knicks as well. And we have to hear from Darren Mooji still. I've been teasing that. We'll get to that. All those things coming up in the next 2 hours. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.